Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I'm Tony Green, the Psychic Medium. So first and foremost, I really want to apologize to everybody that I missed last Wednesday's show. I know on Monday I said I was going to be doing it, and normally I would, but this girl right here, this one, was involved in a car accident, and I was rear-ended prior to last Monday's show, which is why last Monday I was not able to connect words and just so thinking uncomfortable on the show last Monday, but I tried to be a big girl to do my show. And if you go back and watch last Monday's show, you're going to go, oh my God, that makes so much sense. So I had a major, I still have it. I had a major concussion after the car accident, and I'm still having a moment. It's taking a moment to connect words or come up with words. And those concussions, they're no joke. That floater eye thing, like I see things all the time. You know what things I'm talking about, like angels and stuff. But to see those little floaters all the time, oh my goodness. And then the headache and the ringing in the ears. How do football players do it? I just don't even know. And then there are, like, I was, I don't remember if I said I was rear-ended, but I was rear-ended. And so I can't even, my body is, like, just, I can't, it'll get better. Everything heals with the appropriate amount of sleep and care. I'm getting excellent care and a lot of sleep, let me tell you. So I know everything will heal. It's just going to take that little minute to get back in it. Okay, so for today's show, I'm going to do the best I can to help answer your questions and connect you with loved ones on the other side. I need to tell you guys, Sugar Hill Gang, someone on the other side just said Sugar Hill Gang, and I to the beat, bop, bippity beat. I know those are not the words. Please don't come telling me those are not the words. To the bang, bang, boogie, up jump the boogie to the boogity beat. Now, I am Mike and I are super or something, and I'm here to say I don't do it. You guys, the reason I crack up when I sing is because I could never pull that song out and just know that song. And as the words are coming out of my mouth, all I can think is, are those the words to that song? If they're not, oh, well, somebody, whoever that song is for, somebody on the other side wants to give you that song. And the other song is Respect by the Queen, because I can't think of her name. And it's obviously R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what that means to me. And I don't want to sing that because she needs mad respect, and I cannot respect that song. So I want to say hello to some of the people online, Heather, Caroline, Ariel, Sal, okay, Sal, Amy, I'm kind of trying to go back through the call log and see who else is here. No, I'm coming for Patrick. Hey, Patrick, Caroline, Estella. Hey, Estella. I want to thank, there are a couple people call and check on me and have been checking on me due to, what happened, And so thank you so much. I'm truly, truly, truly grateful for that more than you could even imagine. And I want to thank Jess and Sky for coming and hanging with me on Thanksgiving, because I was in no condition to go anyplace. So they took one for the team, and they came and hung out and We had, I think, a good day. I did. I just sat there, like, trying to pick up a cup. Ridiculousness. Okay, so I'm going to go to callers. When I call your area code, when I say your area code, please tell me your name and let me know where you're calling from. And then one question or connection with someone on the other side is perfect. And again, I'm going to do the best I can if it takes me a little bit longer to connect today. The connections are coming, just my words aren't always. So here we go. I want to see what, thank you, Caroline. I survived my, Patrick says he survived his football years. I will too. I know. I just don't get how football players get banged around after this, like, that's body-on-body impact and those concussions football players get. Now I have a whole new level of respect and compassion. I mean, I was always compassionate about it. And now I have a whole new level of that respect and compassion for it. Patrick, prayers, everybody, let's all send out prayers to Patrick for a procedure he's going to have done. Patrick, I'm going to, the procedure is going to go well. It's going to go perfect. I get a yes. Let's strengthen that. Patrick, you're going to have amazing results from your procedure. I get a yes. Let's strengthen that. Hey, Mimi, how are you? Okay, we're going to go to the first caller who is, 780-780, what's your name, where you're calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Jake from calling from Canada. Godspeed on your healing. Wow.
Thank you. How can I help you today, love?
Just connecting with my mom. I just want to find out if I'm still doing the right things I need to do right now and to persevere with all the chaos that's going on in the world right now.
Okay, so the first thing I hear is, yes, she's here. She's in like Lynn McGinn. I don't know what that is.
Was it?
The song that's coming through, the first song that's coming through when you ask if you're doing the right thing, the first thing I hear is the song, More, More, More. More, 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 tell me how do you like it. That song, but the More, More, More part, whatever you're doing, continue to do it and keep it moving. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. Do more, more, more. It is making it affecting change. It is affecting change. And it's going to, it is going to see a change. You are going to see a change. And just not to get into that whole end of things, but there's a lot that's not being brought to the mainstream media that is happening behind the scenes that is changing some of these things. So for those of you who don't know, without me saying names, the person who runs Canada has been giving testimonial. For those of you who don't know. So, yes, I love it. And for those of you who do, good for you. we're going to see a few future predictions here. We're going to see some of us are going to hear about and see a lot of testimonials coming in by those who should be having to do that. And I am speaking kind of cryptically, and just for those who know, you know. Those who have, and the way Spirit is saying it to me is, those who have performed atrocities upon its people will not go without reckoning. So please hold on to that and know that it's coming in. You may not hear about these things, it doesn't mean they are not happening, okay? So, and these could be spiritual trials. Paul Pelosi versus Danny with a hammer, and then it caught in the press. These are spiritual trials. Those are like spiritual outings. That's God saying, not on my time, demon, not on my time. So, does everybody want to sing the Paul Pelosi song with me? Paul Pelosi wears his panties with a hammer, and we all know what that means, right? I don't know what's wrong with me. Or maybe that's what's right with me. I don't know. All I'm saying is, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Everybody who's praying for a better place, world, keep doing it. It is coming. We just have to hold strong and keep our thoughts and our minds in the right place. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
So I hope that was helpful. Your mom also wants to say she loves you. Keep up the good work. It seems hard and it seems arduous, but it is going to pay off. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jay. I'm so grateful that you called in, and thank you for being a part of the show today.
I'm grateful for your time and your love and your healing that's going on with Al, and take care.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to go
Hello?
610. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Sonia calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sonia. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I am sorry about your accident, and I hope you recover very quickly.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I can totally relate because I also had a surgery procedure done this past Wednesday. So I'm sort of in the same boat like you, but probably you have a bit more aches and pain than me.
I don't know. I think no matter what you go through, it's traumatic to the body. So when you go through a procedure, I don't care if it's getting a tooth pulled or whatever it is, quite a bit of trauma and whatever to the body. So I'm sorry about your procedure also. And for anybody going through procedures right now, and there are quite a few people doing that, Patrick and Sonia and anybody else, let's double down on that healing, the healing process where your procedures will be quick. I hear a yes. Let's strengthen that. That you will completely heal. I get a yes, and let's strengthen that also. Okay, Sonia, how can I help you today? What do you need? What you want? What you need?
Okay. I just wanted to see if you're picking up anything concerning my existing job. How do you see things progressing? Because, like I said, it's a great opportunity. I've been there about, 6 months going on 7, but of course I had to take off some time for the little procedure I had done. I don't know if you have a connection, if you're picking up anyone on my side or anybody for me that have any messages for me at this time.
Okay, so let's go with the job to start with. If somebody pops in, I do see a woman who's much fuller here, a fuller woman.
Okay.
But the message is going good. When you get back to work, you're going to have to hit the ground running. There won't be that leg time or that, pick up time to get back into the groove of it. You're just going to have to hit the ground running. You're going to have to keep going. They're not going to when you come back, they're going to really coddle you. So you really have to hit the ground running when you get back into work. But your job is going well. I'm just going to use the word, don't worry about your job. Everything is going to be good there. Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you, love. Thank you so much for calling. You are
okay,
so welcome.
It.
Absolutely my pleasure. And happy healing. I hope you heal
thank
quickly.
Thank you, too.
And thank you so much, and helpfully. Okay, in a moment, I'm going to take 814, and then, but until I take 814, I think there's Lolly online asks, my boss is still going through his awful divorce, and it's costing a fortune. Is he going to give me a Christmas bonus this year? Oh, Lolly, I love you. Yes, it might not be what you expect. I don't know that it's going to be, it might not be what you expect, but it will, there will be something. He, regardless of his divorce and any incumbent, I don't know if that's the right word. I don't think that's the right word. Any bitterness that is, might be developing from that. He's holding a good heart, and he wants to take care of the people who have taken care of him. And I do feel like he is going to, even if it might not be as much or what you expect, but it will be there. Okay, so for everybody else who is asking questions on line, I will be getting to you. I'm going to try to go back and forth between callers, and if you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. And online questions. And remember, this does air on WSBS, Rude Rangers TV, almost every single podcast and radio stations, and many other streaming channels. So please bear that in mind when answers are being questioned. You know what I'm saying, folks? Yes, all of that, all of it. Okay, Mo D, hi, Mo. Kavita, hello. Genevieve, hi from the jungle in Costa. Genevieve's on vacation in Costa Rica, everybody. How many of us wish we were there with her? Are you okay, Sal? So goodness gracious, I'll do your question next. Just give me one moment to get to 814. 814.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amy calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Amy, how can I help you today?
I'm calling. I got a verbal job offer in November, the beginning of November, and I was calling to see. They're working on my background check. I was calling to see when you would see anything coming, that when it would go through, so I
okay.
can start my new job.
The first thing I'm hearing is the 14th, 15th, see the 13th, but 18th. I feel like everything should pull in place. Now, the 13th to the 15th might mean that's when you're actually starting the position. I know that seems a little bit off, like a bit of a ways away still, but with the holiday season and some other things going on and just not enough people working any place, I feel like it might take a little bit of time. I do feel like you are going to hear something between the 1st and the 5th, but I don't know why they're saying the 13th to the 15th is when things are going to pop, meaning maybe
okay.
that's when you're going to start. But
I'm
do
concerned.
Like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm concerned that my current place is going to try to hold me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
My current place of work trying to hold me because it's a transfer to another agency.
Oh, okay. Now I understand that. Thank you for elaborating. Yeah, they don't. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, they don't necessarily want to let you go. And that might be part of the what what's going on right now, but I do feel like with a little, and just hearing the word negotiation, it's going to happen. I want you to keep your will very strong. Do you really want this new position? Do you really want it?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You are ready to get the F out of where you are. You
yes,
wanna,
that's exactly how
you,
I would like, say that.
Yeah, you're ready to get the flying fudgesicles out of where you are. So here's what I'm going to do. Anything stopping or blocking her from getting this new position has been cleared. I get a note. Let's clear that. And it's, I get a lump in the throat and right here where this chakra is, that is for fear. So we're going to clear that. And we're just going to clear that. You're going to get the position. If somebody's lollygagging around, Lolly, that makes me laugh because of your name. I know, you guys, I'm like so spacey right now, but it's okay. Somebody is intentionally, that's not the right word. I can't even say that word on air.
I would agree that they would intentionally try to hold me. Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, but it's not going to be successful. It's just going to prolong it a little bit, and then once everything goes through, it's going to go really fast. So be prepared, and if things get a little bit difficult in your current position, I'm hearing the song, hold on, like, hold on. Is on the way. So if things get more chaotic, it's because they know you're about to jump ship and they're being ratchet about it. So don't worry about it. It is going to go through and you're going to be so happy once it does go through. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm so grateful I was able to take your call and help you this morning. I'm going to go 917. You are next, and then I'm going to, I'm going to answer the question that Goodness Gracious has posted on YouTube. So if you're watching on TV or listening on a podcast and you'd like to join us live, it's every Monday and Wednesday at noon. So Goodness Gracious, thank you. Thank you so much for the compliment. That's very kind of you. Any new info on significant partner you see coming in for me in January? I hope you have a speedy recovery. Thank you so much, sending you love. I'm taking that love and light. I am soaking it up right now. The person coming in January, yes, it might be towards the end of January. I literally see like towards the last 2 days, and then I hear February. So from like the 30th to the 2nd, keep that time frame really open. I feel like that's going to be a good time frame for you regardless. On the 15th of January, something's going to happen that you're going to think of it as a little bit of a setback. It's not a setback at all. It's a set up, not a set up like somebody setting you up like another like level is what I want to say. It's a set up like we're setting you up for something really good here. So let's say you think I'm wrong, and that's okay, and you meet somebody beginning to mid-January, and then it does it on the 15th, it all falls apart, and you think, oh, this was the person, and it didn't work out. That's not it at all. Don't think that at all. What's happening is they're getting you ready for the next thing. So if at the beginning of January people start falling out of your life, Goodness Gracious, and they could be like certain, I don't know, friends, I don't know, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if something comes out of your life, if something falls away at the beginning of January, it's because they're setting you up for something better mid to late January, and especially in the beginning of that February time. Keep that in mind. Don't forget that. And don't let appointment or the energy of whatever's going wrong take over into whatever could be going right for you. Okay, so I'm going to tell you again, late January to early February, and whatever happens between now and then is in preparation of. Okay, I hope that was helpful, goodness gracious. And thank you, everybody, for being here with me. I'm so grateful for everybody spending their time and energy with me. I'm going to go to 262. 262, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Amy. Just a second here.
You got me?
I got you, Amy.
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, okay,
hey,
cool.
Amy.
Hi, it's Amy. I'm so excited.
Yay,
I'm always so excited when you call me.
I'm always so excited to have you on.
Oh. So I yesterday had a little inspiration to ask you if you could ask former professor from acupuncture graduate school, Dr. Barbara Kurt, just ask her if she has any words of advice for me, and specifically with, you know, challenges with the position, because I'm literally filling her shoes in some ways. And, you know, I don't know, I've shared some of the challenges, and I'm not sure if she has any insider advice or
okay,
commentary
so
or anything.
So, yeah, so the biggest thing I want to say is the biggest thing I want to say is that she wants to say, this is so ridiculous, I can't even believe I'm going to sing this song on air. Relax, go to it when you want to come to it. I know
no,
those are
I can
not
see
the words.
That.
But relax.
Yeah, because she's like, stop stressing out. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't pay attention to, don't worry so much. You're not responsible for the behavior and actions of others. Only be accountable for your own actions and behaviors, and don't allow others to ruffle your feathers. If your feathers ruffle, let it be like a peacock, not like a chicken with its head cut off. So don't run around trying to manage people who are not manageable. Oh, heaven on earth. Can we all just acknowledge that there are some people that are just not manageable?
Yep.
No matter how much you pay them, no matter how much props you give them, no matter how good you are, they are not manageable. So don't ruffle your feathers trying to manage other people, paying attention to them, trying to make them do whatever it is. Just do you. Show up as you. Do the best you can. Everything you're doing now is leading you to your next step, and your next step is really going to be the best step. But how you conquer or manage this step will determine how long it takes for your next step.
Oh my gosh. Any specifics?
Nope. That's it for now.
Nope. I know.
I knew it. And here's the perfect thing to say to that, Amy. This is the perfect thing to say to that. We're all in such a hurry to get to the next step before we master this step. And then we end up in the next step not prepared for it. So if part of what you need to do to master this step is to not pay attention to the chickens with their heads cut off, whatever that means in your situation, and you get into the next step, all you're going to have is chickens with their head cut off.
I see.
If you manage that, if you learn to not let the headless chicken bother you, then you peacock it, and you learn to be who you are without letting who or what others do affect you, then you are ready for your next step. And they can't tell you what your next step is because you'll be fixated on that over what you need to do right now to get to that. Mic drop. For everybody listening, that is what we need to focus in on for the rest of our lives. I'm just saying thank you, Spirit. Right? Isn't that so true for everybody, though? Everybody, don't you feel like that's so true for every one of us? I agree. It really is.
Thank you. Amy, it's wonderful.
You are awesome. Thank you again for calling in.
You're
and
awesome.
Supporting me and my works. I love you, girl. And
let me know if you need any treatment for your problems.
I was seriously thinking about it. I was going to call you last week, but was having trouble getting out of bed.
The sooner the better.
So,
if you had an accident and I have the time to come and intervene, we can pluck the trauma back out faster. You know, there's still physical injury that then heals. But we can take some of the energetic, the auric stuff that's just hanging out there, and we can actually pull it back and throw, you know, send it back for healing. So,
anytime.
Just call me, and I'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Amy. I'm so grateful for that. So for those of you who don't know, Amy's an acupuncturist, and she works at an acupuncture school. So, yes, thank you, Amy, so much. I will be reaching out to you hopefully sometime this week if I am able to do that. Okay, love?
Great. Love you.
Love you too, girl. I will talk with you later. I'm going to go to 516 next. But before I do that, Sal, I think Sal has a question here. Do you put anything about the Supreme Court case pertaining to 380 members of Congress, 380 members of Congress? Sal, can you do me a little favor? Can you elaborate? Do you PU anything? Can you elaborate on that for me just a little bit so that I can tap into it a little more? Thank you, Sal. I really, really appreciate that. I know I should be able to get an answer, but I'm just going to say thank you. I'm going to go to 516 really quick, and then, Sal, I'll come back and answer what you elaborate on. 516, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Kavita. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I wanted to share a spiritual story with you today, a good story. I was out walking, and I said, God, I've got all these health issues going on. If I'm going to heal, can you send me a clear sign, something that I can't miss? And I kid you not, within 5 minutes, a huge rainbow appeared in the sky, and I took photos of it. It was incredible.
That is amazing. I love it. You know, Kavita, thank you so much. When we ask for a sign, we 1,000,000% will get it. We just have to recognize that is the sign. We have to recognize that's the sign. We can't say, you know, we can't have a specific thing in mind because something will show up that'll be a confirmation, and we have to just go, that's the confirmation, and not be on that page where we're saying, is that the confirmation? Or, that's a pretty rainbow. And then, okay, God, where's my sign? Thank you so much, not only for, you know, acknowledging the confirmation, but then, you know, knowing enough to know that is it. That is a beautiful beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm going to, let's do a clearing or a healing right now. Anybody who has health issues, we are healthy. I get a no, so let's heal, clear, release anything. There's something stopping or blocking us from healing. I get a yes. I'm going to clear that. And just real quick, I'm going to say that believe, so there's two things that are coming in right away. If we believe it's healable, it will heal. So, for example, a bruise. We get a bruise, and we know the bruise is going to heal, and it goes away, and it heals. But if something else happens, we might not have that same faith based on other people's stories that it will heal. But every single person has the ability to heal everything within them, okay? So having said that, there was something else, too, and I can't remember it now. It'll come back to me, though. But thank you so much for sharing that with us. And know that everything has the ability to heal because everything inside of you is energy that is consistently and continually transforming or transmuting. It's your mind that decides if it's transforming or transmuting into a worse scenario or a better case scenario. Okay, that's what it was. That's the second thing. Thank you. And if you are dependent upon your injuries or your illness or money, like people on Social Security disability, if they get better, they lose their income. Chances are they're not going to put themselves in that kind of jeopardy. But you can manage the pain and the difficulty of it with your mind and still not compromise your financial situation. Now, I want to go back for a second to the every cell in your body, everything in your body is continually transforming. And it's our thoughts. Excuse me, it's our thoughts forming that into a healthier situation or like let's just say the big C. When we go in for chemo, we believe it's all gone and then our cells can reproduce into healthy cells. So if we have that belief from the beginning, what difference would that make? For every single person, it's different. I'm not saying we're causing ourselves to get sick or stay sick. I am saying the power of the mind is amazing, and it is very, very, it rules everything in our body as far as health and wellness. So I always say when there are blocks to our healing, it could be a belief, a program, or it could just be we're not on the right amount of either mineral supplements or something else that our body is needing to perform perfectly. Okay, enough about that. What else can I help you with today, love? Oh my goodness, that was like really a long roundabout way to get to that point. Okay, any other questions, love?
Yes. All right, how about love? Love life. Any new updates on Mr. Wonderful?
Okay, so, you know, everything is in alignment. Just have faith that it's coming and know it will be here. Everything you've already received is 1,000,000% accurate, and you will be, yeah, that's what they have to say about that. That's what they can give you on that. Okay, love?
Okay, great. Thank you, Toni. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. And I hope you have an amazing rest of the day. Yes. Okay, Sal, please tell me, do you about this. Give me a little bit more about the Supreme Court thing, and I'll be happy to answer it. I'm going to go to 386. 386, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tony. This is Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, love?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Florida.
Excellent. How can I help you today, beautiful?
Well, there's something really strange going on. Seeing some strange behavior the last few months, and it's getting worse. Some real anger issues with my landlord. It's actually the brother of my landlord, but he lives next door, and he farms the hay on the property where I rent. But he's just getting really ugly and nasty. I know he had some connections with my ex-boyfriend. I really want to move. I don't feel safe there. I mean, I go out there to feed the horses at night, and he's out walking the property in the dark in the shadows and blacked out clothes with his hunting rifle and his infrared night scope and sneaking up on me. It's just really creepy. Can you see, what is his issue? I've known him for 4 or 5 years, and we were always friends. I never had an issue with him in the last few months. Since I know he's really been connected and giving information to my ex-boyfriend that I broke up with over a year ago, but he was the one that initially introduced me to him. He's been, like, telling him all my business. He comes, wants to know where I'm working, who I'm working for, what hours do you go to work, what time, you know, I mean, really pushy.
Okay.
And I'm not comfortable with it, so I want to move, and I just don't have a place to move to right now.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting, and that's a lot of energy coming in, and I get it. The first song I hear is, "All my friends are heathens, don't you know?" And whatever that means for you in this situation, I'm going to tell you right now. This guy, his issue is a couple of things. I'm getting so much in. And I started clearing you and him and the property because there's a lot of energy flying around that whole situation. Holy Pasquale is all I can even say on that, the amount of energy. So if I test your home is clear, I get a no. We're going to clear it. This is for not only for her. Our homes are clear. I get a no. Let's clear it. Our homes are unclear. Let's clear that to what it needs to be. And then the other thing I get is, we are clear, I get a no. So let's clear us too. I'm going to say a few things here, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not diagnosing anybody, but I'm going to say this in the best way possible. There's a lot, and I mean a lot of mental illness out there. A lot of mental illness out there. People who were possibly a little bit more stable just a couple of years ago, 3-ish years ago, they might not be as stable right now for a myriad of reasons, for a plethora of reasons. I'm going to tell you it is in your best interest to move. Don't get caught up in the drama he said, she said, because that will make wherever you think about going to, you'll carry that energy with you. Okay? The next thing I would say is going on to anyone, because people don't always understand the gravity. And it can come off as you being paranoid, even if you're not. And the more energy you give something, the bigger it gets and the more power it has over you. So don't talk about it. If you want to put up little cameras to catch it, and even if he's in all black and walking the property, Arlo cameras will catch it. Arlo's a really good little security system that will catch it. say you have every right to be concerned. I don't think anyone would be comfortable with that. And I would say your best bet is to relocate, because even if you bring this up to the landlord, this is his brother, and it's just going to be more chaos and more whatever it is now. So I would say it's probably in your best bet to relocate to someplace where you're not dealing with this person in this capacity. Having said, there's a lot more mental illness out there. That's, you know, mental illness happens. I'm not going to say it's somebody's fault or they did something wrong. It's not always something somebody can control. What I will say, though, is when you're dealing with people who have forms of mental illness, depending on the type of mental illness, you want to minimize connection with that person, especially if it's something that's making you extremely uncomfortable. And in this case, you are extremely uncomfortable. Now, whomever is obsessed with you, whether it's the ex or the guy prowling the property or both, it doesn't even matter. Just get out. Get out. Keep your business to you. Don't tell people. I understand you're not necessarily sharing this guy's prowling the property, but just move as quickly as you can and allow yourself to keep going and keep your business is the best information they can give you. Okay, Cindy, and when you move, I mean, I'm sure you've expressed this to your landlord, but when you give your notice, let him know this is the reason so that he understands for the next person that comes through. But I feel like they're all kind of, you know, they're singing that song again, All My Friends Are Heathen. So they're kind of all in the same boat. They all kind of have the same thing going on. So I don't even know that that'll be helpful, but it is what it is. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so grateful for your call, and I 1,000,000% hope that was helpful. Okay, Sal. Two brothers have brought a case against 380 members of Congress for failing to do their job. Shouldn't we all be doing that? Okay, thank you, Sal, for explaining this. And violating their oath of office. If the Supreme Court rules that they did violate, they can be dismissed. Okay. I hear yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. I hear infractions. I hear I'm asking what else is going to happen with this. It's getting a lot of foot progress, like a lot of boots on the ground, which means to me a lot more people are waiting to see what happens instead of joining in on this. And more people need to join in on this. More people, it can't just be the two brothers. I mean, the two brothers are making a mark. Now, if this, whatever happens with this is going to set a precedent for what comes next. So what I want to tell you, Sal, is these two brothers, kudos to you. Love you. Thank you so much. If what they do does not get the result, and it won't get the exact result that they want, but it will start a precedent where more people can step forward and do this in a bigger group if they do so choose and make a bigger mark with it. They'll be able to make a more of an impact on it. I'm going to tell you, first of all, I love this, and I hadn't heard about this, so thank you for sharing it. Keep keep us posted on what happens here and keep spreading the word, because I feel like the more people that know about this and the more people that follow it and the more we keep moving in this way, the better it's going to be for everybody involved. And again, I'm sorry for the lag time from my mind to my mouth. Thank you guys so much for being patient with me on all of this. I am going to tell you, when they say they violated, it depends on the circumstances, is what I hear. Now, we all know the truth, okay? We all know the truth. We know they did. However, their defense will be because of circumstances or because of what they thought or what they heard or the science, they made their choices, which will be their justification. But I think it is going to definitely put people on their toes. I do feel like, okay, here's a future prediction for anybody who wants it. Not only for our country, but many other countries. There are a lot of countries out there right now that are boots on the ground. People are working diligently to change their systems. I do feel like moving forward, some of our systems are going to be changed, but it has to come boots on the ground. It's not going to come from the ways or the establishment of the past. Okay. That's what I can say about that. Now, I am going to take one more caller. I'm going to take one more caller. 111, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ariel. Ariel, I'm from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Ariel, how are you today?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I am good. How can I help you, love?
I just want to share, first of all, I think you know my mom from a long time. My mom is Genevieve Raymond. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
I've heard a lot of good things. So,
Thank you, Genevieve. Oh, I just lost her. No, she just dropped off the call log. No, please call back. I only have a couple minutes left on the show. Call back. If you can hear me, Ariel, call back, please. Okay, I'm going to... Oh, her call died. Oh, no. That is... Are you kidding me right now? Are you just kidding me right now? Ariel, I'm so sorry. If you call back in, I'll pick you up right away. Okay, I'm just wondering how my relationship is going to go. Okay, Ariel, the question she wanted to ask on the air but didn't get a chance to because her call died is she just wants to know how her relationship is going to go. And what I'm going to say right now is, okay, there's going to be ups and downs. You are going to have to really work on communication with this person. There is something about the way of communication. It's almost, I don't mean either of you are passive aggressive, but the communication can be really passive aggressive. Okay, like, maybe you're afraid to say something and then all of a sudden it all blurts out, or that's the other way around. This person, like, is always blurting stuff out and you're very passive. But somehow or another in this relationship, there's a passive-aggressive element with communication and maybe even with behavior, okay? Here's what I'm going to say, and I could not, and I get chills. I have chills all over on that. And here's what I'm going to say. If you're in a relationship that is
challenging, very, very challenging. Take a break. Step back. Don't worry that, oh my gosh, I'm going to take a break and then this person's going to go and we're never going to, what if I'm making a mistake and they never come? No. Anything that's meant to be will be. When you take a break, sometimes both people remember why they were attracted to each other, and they can come back with better behaviors, communication, so on and so forth. If you keep staying in a situation that is difficult, or the problems are not, they just keep repeating, it's like a vicious cycle. Cycle will continue until somebody puts a stop to it. You both look at it apart, like in a way, and are able to communicate with each other and resolve that issue. But if you're not comfortable taking a break in this situation, if you're not comfortable taking a break, if you're too afraid to take a break, that's a problem. Now, I know when we care about somebody, no matter how problematic it is, we don't want to lose them sometimes, but we'll lose ourselves if we don't. We will lose ourselves. We will start to lose pieces of ourselves, intrinsically just lose piece after piece after piece of ourselves, trying to come what this relationship needs. So I hope that is helpful. I mean, I could go on with that for days and days and days and days. I won't. I'm just going to leave that there for you. I want to let everybody know I will never reach out to you through any chat or any social media to ask you if you would like a reading. Please do not get scammed. I want to thank you very much for your patience, and I just love each and every one of you so much. I wish I could, like, give you all a big squeezy hug. And I wish we could do this in person. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me here today, and I will be back Wednesday. This Wednesday, I will be back no matter how much everything is echoing in my head. And I will be back at noon central, so if you did not get through today, please come back Wednesday. And I will be happy to answer your questions then. Again, have an amazing rest of the week, and we will chat on Wednesday. Thank you so much.